Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 5. God's Intention with Job, a Good Man Becoming a God-Man. Related Verses. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing from himself except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner." John 14:10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak from myself, but the Father who abides in me does his works. John 5:18-30. Because of this, therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Verse 30. I can do nothing from myself. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. John 6:38-57. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. John 8:28. Jesus therefore said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that I do nothing from myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things." Matthew 16:21-24. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. Verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Romans 8:3. For that which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Suggested reading. God desired to become a man, and one day he became a man, living on earth as a God-man. Yet when he lived on earth as the God-man, he did not live by his human life, but by his divine life. He was divine. He wanted to become human, and he was human. Yet he lived a human life not by his humanity, but by his divinity. He was a human being who came with divinity. He lived on this earth not only as God, but also as man. He lived as a God-man, yet not by the life of man, but by the life of God. So his human living was not lived out by the human life, but by the divine life. Yet within the divine life, there was the element of humanity. And within the human life, there was the element of divinity. The divine attributes became the human virtues. The incarnation of God produced a God-man who lived on the earth not by his human life, but by his divine life. All the days when he was on earth, he put himself on the cross. He remained on the cross to die, that he might live by God, not to express man, but to express God in his divine attributes, becoming man's virtues. This was the life of the first God-man as a prototype. Today we are his reproduction, his many copies, so we should live the same kind of life. Intrinsically speaking, to follow Jesus is to be a Xerox copy of that first God-man. To follow Jesus is to live the life of a God-man, not by the human life, but by the divine life, so that God may be expressed or manifested, in the flesh, in all his divine attributes, becoming the human virtues. So the practical way to live a life according to the high peak of the divine revelation is that you must be a God-man. As a God-man, you need to live a life not by yourself, but by another one. Not by your human life, but by his divine life. Not to express yourself, but to express his divinity and his divine attributes, which all become your human virtues. Christ lived a life of humanity, not by his human life, but by his divine life. He died to live. He was dying every day during his whole life of 33.5 years. He died to himself that he might live to the Father. Christ was under the cross all the time on the earth, expressing not himself, but the Father. One day Philip asked him, "Lord, show us the Father." The Lord responded, "Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me? He who has seen me has seen the Father." The disciples saw the Lord Jesus, but when they saw him, they saw the Father. This shows that he was the expression of the Father. Christ made himself the first God-man, a prototype for the mass reproduction of many brothers, the many God-men. I have been a Christian for about 69 years. After so many years, I have been made by God to know only one thing. God became man, so that man may become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. This is my unique burden, my unique message. God and man will become one entity, and that one entity is the mingling of divinity with humanity. This mingling will consummate in the New Jerusalem, which is the conclusion of the entire Bible.